Good morning, everybody. We're on the air now with a couple of amazing people in the community of West Hollywood. Roz Helfand, programmer for the West Hollywood Book Fair, and author coordinator Corey Roskin, and they're involved with putting together the entire programming and festivities happening this year. It's the 10th anniversary, and the book fair coincides with the opening of the brand new $65 million West Hollywood Library. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So maybe you guys could just tell us a few of the things that you're really excited about this year. I know that just recently the author and exhibitor list went up, and this is the beginning of a lot of major pushes to get the word out. It's the 10th anniversary. What makes this year so special beyond that, and who's participating? Why are people going to want to go, and what can they do?
Corey, you go.
I go first. Well, we have a great lineup of folks on many different stages this year, and I'll just mention a couple things to begin with. Of course, you know, fiction is, you know, very popular with a lot of people, and we have some wonderful fiction writers coming. We're really thrilled to have Lisa C. joining us this year, and she's become a very renowned best-selling author, and we're going to feature her in conversation with David Ulan, who used to be the book editor for the LA Times. And we also just confirmed Hector Tobar, who's a regular contributor to the LA Times and who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. He has a book coming out the weekend, right after the weekend of the book fair, and the book fair will be his first appearance with the book. It's called The Barbarian Nurseries. And we have a bunch of other wonderful people in fiction coming as well.
And who do you know who is going to be participating with Hector Tobar? I've read that book, and it's phenomenal. I think it's going to be one of the big fiction titles of the fall.
We haven't yet confirmed. We're close to confirming that person, but I don't want to say yet. But it will. Fingers crossed. It's going to be another really terrific author, Southern California-based author. So.
Great. And is there a keynote author, or are there, how is the programming structured?
I would say those are a couple of our keynote fiction authors. And then in the fiction area, we also have a couple of great panels, one that is a number of new women writers doing first fiction, and then we have another panel that's a global fiction panel featuring Quay Quarty, Lynn Sheen, Ghalib Shiraz Dalla, and Gillian Bagwell, and they all have books that are set in various places around the world, from Africa to Paris and Britain and beyond. So those are a couple of the other things that we're featuring on the Fiction Pavilion, and so we're excited about that.
So things are broken up, Fiction Pavilion, Entertainment Pavilion.
Yeah. Do you want me to mention a little bit about entertainment?
Yeah. Well, could you just tell us how all the programming is broken down? There are multiple different stages, right? And that's how it's broken out?
Uh-huh. The stages that I predominantly oversee are the Fiction Pavilion, which I described a little bit, and then we have a Mystery and Suspense Pavilion, and we have some fantastic panels throughout the day there, featuring some great authors like Christopher Rice and Gail Brunel and Tim Hallinan and Ryan David John and a bunch of others. And then we have a featured guest as well on that pavilion, Marcia Clark, the well-known district attorney who's written a mystery book, will be in conversation with Dick Lochte. And then the other pavilions that I work on are the Queer and Quirky Pavilion, which is predominantly LGBT-oriented, and some other stuff. And we have some great panels there with authors like Felice Picano and Terry Wolverton, Terrence Dean. And then we have a couple of featured guests on that pavilion as well. We're really excited to have the actress Meredith Baxter in conversation. And then we also have David Rakoff, who will be here from New York, regarding his book Half Empty, and he'll be in conversation with Sondra Singh Lowe, who many of us, you know, in Southern California hear regularly on National Public Radio.
That's kind of joining the coasts there, right?
Joining the coast, right. Exactly. In fact, when I was working with David Rakoff's publicist, they specifically asked if we could contact Sondra. They thought it would be a good match, you know, both of them being similar sensibilities on National Public Radio, but kind of representing different coasts. So that's going to be really cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then I'll just mention briefly, and then I'll let Roz tag on to some other stuff. The Entertainment Pavilion is going to be really exciting. We have some really great panels. We have one that features a number of really well-known legendary women from Hollywood, actresses Diane Cannon, Florence Henderson, and Stephanie Powers, and they've all written recent memoirs. And then we have kind of a male version of that with Hal Needham, the famous stuntman and director, Steve O from the movie Jackass movies, and Kevin Sorbo, who played Hercules. Yeah, and then we also have a group that's coming that were family members and creators from the show The Waltons. One of the Mary McDonough, who played one of the daughters, wrote a book about the Waltons, and they've done some appearances with many members of the family. And then we have Tatum O'Neill coming, and we're going to feature her in conversation regarding her recent memoir that just came out. And then we have a bunch of other stuff as well, but those are some of the featured things.
Fabulous. Great. So, hey, Roz, do you want to, your official title is director, but you also help out with the programming. Can you tell us a little bit what you're excited about?
Yeah, I do a lot of work on programming. I'm focused on the performance stages, and just to clarify what a performance stage is, it means anything that's a live kind of reading or a dramatic telling of a story. So that includes our poetry stage and storytelling and readings, and we have a theater stage. We get the theatrical community in LA really involved in the book fair. And then we have a children's stage and a teen and YA stage, and we do ghost storytelling too. So we have, we're working from everything from poetry groups that do amazing readings in LA to storytelling groups that have been bringing together great groups of writers and doing live storytelling to, like I said, theatrical programming. And a lot of this is original work. It's new work written by LA writers and playwrights, and we love to give them the opportunity to bring it to life on stage. One group that we have every year that's coming back again, it's called the Divas, and it's a group of women from the Downtown Women's Center who, as part of their program from being formerly homeless and getting their lives back together, is they write their stories in a writing program with a really great person who's been involved in the book fair for years, Michael Kearns. And it's a different group every year, and they get to culminate their program by telling their stories on stage at the West Hollywood Book Fair. And it's amazing for them, and it's amazing for the audience to experience that. So that's been really cool, working with so many different people in LA to bring stories to life on stages at the book fair. And then I also help with the some of the programming for our panels, too. I work on a lot of the comic book programming and the horror and sci-fi and some of the current events in science programming, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there other, I see on some of the notes here that Dell from Dark Delicacies also helps programming some. Isn't it Sue and Dell that kind of take the lead on one of these? panel.
Yeah, Sue and Del Hallison they're amazing, and they've actually been involved in the book fair for several years. So Dark Delicacies is a premier horror bookstore in the LA area, and they're working on they're finalizing a Dark Shadows program with a couple of the Dark Shadows actresses on it. That's Catherine Leigh Scott and Lara Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be at the book fair, and we're really excited about that because Dark Shadows has a huge following, and I think it'll be a lot of fun working with them. And Dark Delicacies, then they're going to be exhibiting at the book fair too, and hosting signings with not just Catherine and Lara, but a host of other great authors.
Great. So what, I mean, beyond the stuff that's happening this year, maybe you guys can just give a little bit of a background on why you're involved in this, what brought you to participating, and putting this whole thing together now that it's been going on for 10 years.
I mean, why are we still doing it?
I mean, that I think is interesting, but also, you know, I mean, what was the impetus to getting it started?
Well, one of our council members had sort of been brewing this idea for a while about the city hosting a book fair to support literacy and reading and education in the community. And the idea was sort of bubbled up for a while. And Roz and I worked for the city for a long time, and Roz was an intern and been involved with a lot of projects, you know, many years ago. And so 10 years ago, we kind of caught wind of it, and we were both intrigued by it. And I often tell people it was like one of those, you know, Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, you know, movies where they go, let's put on a show. You know? Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. But we were really excited and enthused about, you know, creating something new and interesting. So we worked in the beginning with a little bit with a consultant, and we just tossed around all sorts of thoughts and ideas of how we could maybe make this work. And the first year we did it in, what, like 3 months or something? And,
yeah, 3 months.
It just was a lot of, once we started connecting dots and realized, oh, I know this person who knows that person, and wouldn't this be cool, and isn't this idea cool, there was so much enthusiasm that was built, you know, in the community to do it, and it just was exciting. And I think every year Roz and I are just, you know, challenged by, oh, what can we do new and different, and, you know, how can we deal with the changing tide in the literary world, and, you know, it remains very you know, fertile still and fun. We have a good time with it. So I don't know if Roz wants to tag on to it, but that's my take on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a bookworm myself, and so I was really excited to work on a book festival. But I think what Corey said, what's made this just continuously an amazing experience is all the people that we're working with. And anybody who comes to the West Hollywood Book Fair says it has this incredible community feel. Everybody really comes together to make it happen. And that makes the entire process of planning this festival every year great, because we're working with Los Angeles writers and editors and bookstore owners and community leaders, and really just taking in all of their ideas. And we work closely with our own West Hollywood community, and so many things have come out of this work together with our literary leaders in the community.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'll just add, we've tried to, you know, make it, you know, folksy and colorful and lively and fun and, you know, spirited, which is, I think, kind of in the tradition of how West Hollywood likes to do things. And so I think we've, you know, been really lucky that with, you know, the support from so many people that, you know, it's been something that has happened in a way that hasn't been, you know, sort of staid and stuffy, and has just been really, you know, just a really fun day, and, you know, and just where people have a, you know, good time interacting and buying books and talking about literature and yet having fun at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting point, that West Hollywood is such a unique and lively community. You know, I think that a lot of the book fairs, although they're fabulous, the West Hollywood Book Fair definitely focuses a lot on the experience rather than just the draws that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Encouraging participants and exhibitors to get creative and do crazy things and do stuff that's exciting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of our exhibitors, so I think that a lot of festivals have this rule that you can't go outside of the boundaries of your booth. Your booth activity stays inside your booth. But we do the opposite with the West Hollywood Book Fair, which is we actually encourage the exhibitors to have fun, come up with some great ideas to interact with the people attending the book festival and do something outside of your booth. So, for instance, the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival has a booth at the book fair every year, and they host mini writing workshops at their booth. And we make it okay for them to let people sit in the area around their booth and to kind of pack in there and have the writing workshops outside of that actual tent boundary. And, you know, as long as it's okay and nobody's tripping over them, we're fine with that. But again, it makes for a book festival that's a really full experience, because there is so much happening everywhere you go. It's not just on stage. You're not just buying books. You're involved with the writers and the performers and getting to interact with them.
That's great. And then what about the, I know they're two separate entities in a lot of ways, but what's going on with the library and how does that affect the book fair?
Well, the library is going to open that weekend. So actually the day before will be kind of initial grand opening, and then we're going to utilize the library with the book fair. We're going to use some spaces for panels and performances, and the library will be open, and it's going to be spectacular. I mean, we've kind of taken peeks at it as it's evolving, and it's pretty close to finished, and it's just an amazing community building. It's much more than a library. You know, there's community space, and an auditorium, and theater, children's theater, so we're thrilled to be utilizing it this year with the book fair.
Yeah, and we're working with the library staff to do some special things with the library. We're going to, you know, we've had amazing artwork for the book fair posters for years with local artists creating original paintings for the artwork. So we're going to have a display of all of our past book fair posters at the library. And also Cecil Castellucci is this amazing YA author who is doing this project called Literary Diaspora, where she's sending out postcards with words on them to artists, and they can interpret those words with illustrations on the fronts of the postcards and send them back to Cecil. And we're going to be displaying those postcards at the library during the book fair. And we're going to have poets and different readers doing different things around the library throughout the day, so that people get to walk around the library. It's almost like a carnival atmosphere within the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely has that vibe. Did the what year was it that the Stilts people showed up?
Oh, do you remember, Roz?
For a few years. Yeah, I mean, we
had
people on stilts.
Yeah, that was,
for like the last 3 years, one way or another. And one year we had Stilt Walkers crash the book fair. So, you know, only in West Hollywood, right?
Didn't they crash it and wander around where Pamela Anderson was signing or something like that?
I think so.
So it was lively.
Yeah. See, it's fun to be an author doing something at the West Hollywood Book Fair because you might have a Stilt Walker crash your signing.
Well, it's like Roz will come up to me and say, like, oh, guess what? We're going to have, like, a giant someone dressed like a giant 10-foot dragon reading Shakespeare and walking around the park or something, I'll be like, okay.
Why not?
Why not?
It'll be fun.
So, right.
We've had our teens from the West Hollywood Teen Center. They've gotten really involved with book fair programming, and they've dressed up like zombies before and directed people to the ghost storytelling stage. Yeah, it's fantastic. And we've last year we had a poet who did a Walt Whitman-esque routine where she went around and she was kind of the crazy poet interacting with people as they waited in line for signings and to buy books. And it's really funny because we didn't tell anybody. I mean, I think we listed her somewhere in the program, but people didn't know to expect that. And it was a lot of fun to watch everybody's reactions and how they interacted with this wandering poet at the book fair.
Yeah, right. Last year the teen blogger, I think, was kind of a big hit. Are they coming back?
Yeah, we have a different teen blogger this year. So last year we had one from a girl from Oregon. And this year, I don't quote me on this, but I think the teen blogger is from Philadelphia. Her name is Chelsea Swigert, and not only does she have a blog, but she's a teen who's already published a book, and she's pretty amazing, and she's going to be doing interviews with three different teen authors on the teen stage, and I think she's doing interviews with Cecil Castellucci, and she'll be interviewing a teen author named Cherry Teva. And there's one other in there. When I remember, I will tell you.
Nice.
Oh, I think I have it. Cherry Teva, Cecil Castellucci, and Blake Nelson.
Oh, yeah, Blake Nelson.
That's the third one, yeah. See, we have so much going on, we forget sometimes.
I know, there is a lot going on.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just going to add, you know, we mentioned about community involvement, and it's huge, you know, from volunteers who come that day to people who help us throughout the year to, like, John Morgan Wilson's a local writer who really helps put the whole mystery component together, and there are people that have just been coming for so many years, authors that, you know, appear on panels, and so many of them come back, and they're like, well, what can I do? And, you know, I have all these great people that, you know, moderate stuff for me all the time, and so that sort of energy of the community, you know, being not only aware of this but wanting to participate, you know, has not only continued, but just every year there's just so many people that we can count on and who really, you know, are a part of this. And, you know, so Roz and I kind of spearhead it and wave the magic wand and put some stuff together, but it really is a huge effort by so many people. So for all of those who are listening out there, thank you.
Yes. But everybody brings so much just creativity to it. I mean, I think that that's what we keep bringing that up because it's what makes this book festival so special is the creativity and imagination of all the minds involved. And we really try and make ideas happen. We're so open to that. And it's really led to some extraordinary programming. I was going to mention that back to Dell and Sue from Dark Delicacies Bookstore, one of the authors that they signed on for this year who's going to be doing a live book trailer on the teen stage is Ransom Riggs, who just published Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And that's an immensely popular book right now, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome to have him doing a live book trailer on stage.
Yeah, no kidding. What does that involve?
You know what? I'm not sure. that's really bad for me to say, but it's the Los Angeles Young Adult Authors Society. Mm-hmm. They're putting this together, and so I believe it involves a performance and reading put together, and we will see how that actually comes out. But we've worked with the LA Young Adult Authors for several years, and they always do some amazing stuff. So I'm excited to see how this comes out.
Well, And, you know, when you mentioned the trailer, it reminded me how amazing the PSA was for last year. Are you guys going to do another one this year?
Oh, yes, we are. oh, yes. No.
For all those that saw the one last year.
Yeah, the PSA last year had a puppet named Terrence, and it was fantastically done by Butcher Bird Studios, and Butcher Bird is coming back again to do a PSA that's called A World Without Books, and but don't worry, there's hope, and that's all I'm going to say, but it's pretty cool, and we can't wait for, we'll have the final PSA, I think, in about 2.5 weeks, and then we're going to show it to the world.
Oh, very cool. Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, we definitely want to encourage everybody to check out all the other info that's going on at whbf.org, or you can go to westhollywoodbookfair.org. Sign up for the e-newsletter and listen to future broadcasts with authors in conversation. So thank you so much, Roz and Corey, and we'll talk to you more as the updates come in.
Fabulous. Thanks, Tyson.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later, Roz.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.